to Willard and Dibs.
What is your favorite or the best play on words using your last name that you've heard?
That ball got Schmidt on.
Oh! On 95.7 The Game.
Yep. We did enjoy that. He doesn't Schmidt on enough balls.
No.
At least not yet.
If he did, they might still be playing.
He might be. They might be. What about this? Thanks, Guapi. Guapi just texted in on the Comcast business text line. Why is it okay that Buster doesn't get Soto, but everyone held that against Farhan?
Well, Buster hasn't not gotten Soto yet. He's been on the job for 4 days.
That's right.
So when he doesn't get Soto, then we can judge it based on a couple things. One, the results. Either you get the player or you don't get the player. And the other one is the perception. Because for me, the perception was always that we're in on Judge. We're in on Correa. We're in on Shohei Ohtani. And I know that he never really said those words, but perception is reality. And the perception was that they were, quote, in on these players. And in fact, Aaron Judge, in my opinion, played Farhan Zaidi in the Giants front office. And you and I have a disagreement about that. He came to town, he danced around and dragged them around by their nose, and then he went back to New York and signed and became a Yankee. I feel like he played them, he clowned the Giants front office.
Such an odd take. Like, I respect you, you know, I mean, that.
I know you do.
No, but if somebody got played, the only factual thing you could say there is the team that signed him got played. The Giants lost nothing. Like
the Giants lost, in other words, in the court of public opinion, they lost face.
But that's public opinion. That's not getting played. Like, the team that gets played is the team that suddenly blinks at the last moment and spends a bunch more money that they weren't planning to spend because you bought the idea that Aaron was ever going to play for the Giants in the first place. The Giants, at worst, were a pawn in a game that Aaron played along with his agent. And I would argue that most teams, even if you told them ahead of time, hey, dude, we're going to use you as a pawn, and it's just going to drive up the price on one of your counterparts, they'd be like, fine.
Pawn it up.
No, but why, like, what does that... You don't lose anything for that.
You do.
I don't think you do. If fans
lose respect in the eyes of your fans. And I'm not alone saying this.
You're not alone, but that's silly.
I don't think it's
silly at
all.
And that's what Guapi's getting at. Like, there's no respect lost for a lifetime Yankee choosing to stay a Yankee, but you tried to get him.
That's literally being lost is where you sit outside his hotel, and then he walks out and shows himself, and then goes back in, and you're sitting there waiting for him, and you get played.
You would have the Giants. You would rather they call Aaron, who's like, his agent goes, hey, Farhan, we'd love to have a meeting. Aaron is from Northern California. He grew up a Giants fan. He loves him some Rich Aurelia, and he would love to meet with the Giants. You would have Farhan go,
wrong.
Get out of here. We're not hosting you.
Wrong. I would say.
So you would have them do what?
Do it somewhere where nobody finds out in private, as opposed to you do it at the St. Regis.
The guy's got to sleep. He's got to go to a hotel.
You go somewhere.
What are you
going to
do?
Meet
what are you going to do?
Missouri.
Get him a hostel?
Meet him in Vegas. Meet him somewhere outside of the public eye. You got played. It's like in high school where a girl really wants to date your best friend, and so she hangs out with you, and you're thinking, oh boy, I got a shot with her. All the while, she's just trying to get near you so she can get to your best friend. That's actually what it was.
There's a Luke Combs song where he talks about getting to go to prom with the prom queen, and it was because the quarterback of the football team broke her heart last week. So he was, right?
Sounds like a country song.
He was the other guy. He was the other guy. And he's like, and it was great. He got to go to the prom with the prom queen.
But the Giants didn't get to go to the prom.
No, I understand
that.
They got
to sit with her at lunch.
I understand.
And buy her French fries.
Again, like, everybody, if you think the Giants had a bunch of whatever all over their face, great. But they didn't lose anything. I don't think.
Yeah.
Now, to answer
the
question, that's fine.
Yeah.
The question that's asked, though, why did Farhan get held accountable for that and Buster isn't? A, what you said first, which is, well, Buster hasn't had a chance to not get held accountable.
Was that Monday he got hired?
Well, yes. Monday hired, Tuesday introduced.
Okay.
The presser was Tuesday.
And today's Friday.
It's Friday.
And I don't believe that Juan Soto is yet available to be wooed.
I'm pretty sure free agency hasn't started yet.
I'm pretty sure he's playing tomorrow.
He should have a game, yes.
Yeah,
he should have a game. So anyway, yes, there's that part. But let me also throw in something to give a little credence to this. Yes, timing in life is everything. And if you think that Buster is going to be held to the same standard as Farhan, you're wrong. Like, you guys are, like, Guapi, you're absolutely right, but let me throw two caveats at you. Number one, yes, Buster is going to be given a way different ramp up or avenue that Farhan wasn't given for two reasons. One, he's Buster, and everybody love him. Okay, that's number one. Number two, he doesn't have a tough act to follow. Farhan is following a dynasty and Bruce Bochy. Buster is following Farhan. And the second part of it is, I think the fan base has changed. We 3 years ago, 2 years ago, my God, get us a star. Free agency, you gotta. And it's been miss to the point where now, I don't think Giants fans even want them to call Juan Soto. Because most Giants fans I talk to are like, don't take us on that ride. That's a bunch of bull. You're not getting Juan Soto. You can hear how different I am in talking about Soto versus the way I was with Harper or Judge or even Otani. I didn't think, quote unquote, they would get those guys, but I thought their chances were realistic. I don't now. And so if Buster wants, like, sure, call him. Great. Have a meeting. I don't think Juan Soto, there's zero piece of me that thinks Juan Soto is coming. So therefore, why would I get mad at Buster when he doesn't?
Yeah. That's fair, and I would add Pete Alonso to that same list. I don't think that Pete Alonso's coming. And honestly, when I look at the Giants, I would much rather have them get four or five good players as opposed to chase one star.
Yeah, they probably will.
Because that's what you need. You need a first baseman, you need a right fielder, you need
shortstop.
A second baseman and
shortstop.
Or a shortstop, depending on what you're going to do there, and you need a DH, and you probably need one more really good pitcher. You've got a great pitcher in Logan Webb. Assuming Snell leaves, you've got a great pitcher, two really good pitchers, and then question marks. So you probably need five excellent players, and then you can address the bullpen after that.
Sure, and I mean, some of it can come from the farm, too. You know, there might be a few players that are ready. I agree with your spot there. Like, the most likely free agent to be a Giant next year is probably Ha-Sung Kim.
Or someone of that
likely,
level, yeah.
You know what I mean? But yeah, I don't think we're in a spot, at least I'm not. I'm not in a spot where I'm like, must have star.
Yeah, no.
No, must have good team. Do you want to know what I think actually is the most embarrassing thing for the Giants right now? It's not that they missed out on Judge. It's not Otani, and it's not the fact Juan Soto. It's none of that. You want to know what the most embarrassing thing is for the Giants? Watching Padre games. Look at that environment.
It's pretty fun. It's what it used to be here 10 years ago.
That's San Diego. That's a town that has been told my whole lifetime, you're not a real sports town. I mean, it's even more embarrassing for Dean Spanos, to be honest with you. The Chargers left that. They left that so that they could go to SoFi Stadium and never play another home game again. That's that fan base when you actually give them something to chew on. And I have never, I'm about to say what is the most embarrassing thing for the Giants organization in the last 40 years. I have never been jealous of the Padres until now.
Yeah.
That's crazy. That's what stinks. They have created, I mean, look at the environment at Petco Park.
It's awesome.
It's unbelievable.
Park is great. The team is great. They're exciting. They pitch, they hit, they run, they win. That's what the Giants should aspire to. Not the Dodgers. You should aspire to the Padres.
Yep. Yeah.
Joe Musgrove out, by the way, Tommy John surgery.
Not great.
No.
Because I'm a Padre fan for the next week and a half.
Everybody
like,
is,
like
yeah.
Like you've never seen before. Let's go, Padre.
It's going to be a fun weekend. Tomorrow, four games. You got a Cal game.
Yeah.
You got a Stanford game at night.
Weekend.
You got four baseball games. I mean, forget Sunday, which is always awesome.
Yeah, Niners are home.
Tomorrow is going to be amazing with four baseball games, a Cal and a Stanford. It's a game. It's chock full of excitement.
Yep. The whole weekend is fantastic for sure. All right, hey, Should we, at this point, why don't we, let's do it coming up next, right? We were going to play this call from the Mets game last night, the Pete Alonso home run, which somewhat objectively, it's being talked about in a lot of circles as one of the great, at least recent, radio calls of a play in any sport.
It's perfection.
It's nailed.
It's 100 out of 100. I've heard it about 4 different times, and I've listened to it as an excited fan. Not that I'm a Mets fan, and I clearly was rooting against you yesterday. I'll admit it. Go Mets. I'm back on board. But just as a former play-by-play announcer and a radio aficionado, when you hear the call, it is perfection. I can't wait to play it.
Howie Rose.
Thank you.
Right?
Got to be twice.
Howie Rose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a man, but it's not Howie Roseman.
No, it's not.
It's Howie Rose.
And it's not Pete Rose.
No.
Rest in peace.
Yeah. Too soon.
Not really.
You're right.
Yeah. You can say rest in peace like right away, right?
Yeah, but
like right away. Like within the first minute of finding out.
Just do me a favor and never say thoughts and prayers.
That
hits different.
It's true. Well.
Thank you. I didn't mean to go there, but I had to. Howie Rose.
I think it's fair. Yeah.
Thoughts and prayers.
It's too bad that phrase has been canceled.
Yeah, thoughts and prayers to the expression thoughts and prayers.
There you go. That's well said.
Perfect. Stupid.
All right, if you haven't heard it, you're going to want to hear it. Okay? Dibs says it's 100 out of 100.
Perfection.
There we go. We're sponsored by Robert Half. That's coming up next. It's Willard and Dibs.